December 13, Qualifications of Heavenly Citizenship. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. I want to sow for time and eternity. My heart hungers and thirsts after righteousness. I want my life hid in Christ Jesus, that my sowing shall bring me the right kind of a harvest. I feel deeply in regard to my own self, for every day in words or in actions I am sowing either tares or wheat. I want to sow for time or eternity. I have lived nearly the period of my allotted time, and what shall the harvest be? I want a quiet and unwavering trust in the Most High. I have experienced His protecting care in a remarkable manner when following the path of duty. I want to go down to the grave as a shock of corn fully ripe. I want no complaining in my heart, only gratitude should abide there. God's mercy and His loving kindness are to be kept, not as a thing out of mind, but as something as so precious as never to be forgotten. As eyewitnesses of His majesty, we may exalt and praise His holy name. We are with Him in the holy mount. Every moment of time is precious and weighty with eternal consequences. We are in a world of appearances which mock and deceive like the apples of Sodom. Oh, how the Lord looks upon the double dealing and the duplicity which is in our world. If we could not get a glimpse above and beyond the clouds to the bright beams of the Son of Righteousness, we might well be downcast. But Jesus lives. The discipline in the school of Christ will cause the church to lean upon the arm of her beloved. The redeemed of the Lord shall at last come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads in victorious triumph. All the angelic hosts will rejoice over them with singing. But what are the qualifications of our citizenship? Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city.